you're born.
Hey, you want to do the horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm Kenton with a bad moon.
Right here, El Bingo. Watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was
on Sports Talk with the guys, man. I was born on Sports Talk with the guys.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East LA. Let's see your green card, huh?
Green card?
I'm from Sports Talk with the guys. Sports talk with the guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sports talk with the guys. Yes, good morning, sports fans. It is that time again. It is Saturday morning here in,
well, just south of East LA,
in the great world headquarters of Southgate of NVB Media.
That's just for every Saturday morning.
Well, kind of. No, we haven't been kicked out yet. Oh, that was Sports Talk with the Guys. Sports Talk with the Guys. Sports Talk with the Guys. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Sports Talk with the Guys. It is Saturday morning. It is time to get the show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just going and blowing on a glorious Saturday morning. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper, and it is time, as Arsenio Hall said,
let's get busy.
Actually, I don't know if he still says that, but I know he used to. And that was his catchphrase, you know, and it's a pretty cool catchphrase. I like it.
I thought Arsenio Hall was a lot of fun. I have not seen his newest episode, and that is my fault. I am a big Arsenio Hall fan, but 11 o'clock is a little bit past my bedtime. And when you have a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old, you know, you're up all the time. So scheduling 11 o'clock, that's like scheduling, well, no metaphors. You know how it is. I am putting on my Federation watch right now because I'm going to be doing combat. Yes, it's a beautiful watch. I'm not selling that, baby, because it was given to me. No, wait, was it given to me as a gift? No, the Borg watch was given to me as a gift. Yeah, I have another watch, which is the Borg. That one's really cool. I think I purchased this one, the Federation watch, and it has the United seal of the Federation, and I am the citizen of the Federation. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you can just go to hell. You're stupid. But it is that time to get going. It is sports, folks. We are right in the middle of the eighth season of the NFL. NHL is going and blowing. And, of course, the NBA is right around the corner. But in Major League Baseball news, the series is tied 1-1. For those of you that know and don't know, St. Louis made it a game. And after being blown out 8-1 on Wednesday night, they came back to double up the score 4-2. No, not 16-2. They beat Boston by 4-2, and made it a series. We all know what happened in 2004 when Boston just, well, the first two games were impressive. And then after that, no, they got their clocks clean after that, and St. Louis just rolled over. So, hey, it is what it is, and it's over and done with. So, we're going to see if we can get a sports joke in right now to get us going. Let me see. Should I try this? Well, it might not be a sports joke per se, but it's going to be a joke. Let's see if we can make this one happen.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
Hey, don't make fun of NDP Media. We're just trying to get a joke right now. No, I don't want to play Candy Crush. And I sure as hell do not want to play Underworld Empire. So here we go. A little girl goes to the barber shop with her father. She stands directly next to the barber chair when her dad gets his haircut. Edie her snack cake. Yeah, we don't tell those jokes anymore. The barber says to her, sweetheart, you're going to get hair in your Twinkie. He says, I know. I'm going to get boobs, too.
Then I'm pumped.
You've obviously mistaken me for someone who cares, man.
Yes, this is Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of those that make you think that we give a damn. Yes, we are ready for Saturday morning, as we mentioned. World Series is going to continue tonight in St. Louis for the next three games, and games 6 and 7 if necessary. Game 5 is necessary at this point. Tonight's game will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow's game will be at 7. Oh, wait a minute. What? Wait, whoa, hold on a minute. Oh, yeah, no, tonight. Yeah, okay. Tonight is at 7:30 p.m. Sorry. Sunday's game is at 8, and then Monday's is at 7:30. And if necessary, Wednesday is going to be at 7:30 at Boston. And on Halloween, what a bunch of bozos. Game 7 will be at 7:30 p.m. on Halloween. Oh, man. If they go that far, someone will probably be giving out some candy. So, hey, let's get this one out of the way, folks. It's changed a little bit, but I think it's appropriate. So let me see if I can get this one checked. You know what? I'm just going to play this one. I need a... Come on, Betty White. I need ya.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby.
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
That is one of the earliest we've ever done a commercial here on Sports Talk with the Guys. I just did it because I wanted to hear Betty White. I haven't heard her for a while. So, hey, latest news, there's some players being signed already. And look, here's another beef against Bleacher Report. The season hasn't even ended yet, and their teams are negotiating with their players, and they're talking about the best free agents available. Folks, there are no free agents available right now. You wait until the World Series, and then you talk about which free agents are available. Because there were some idiots on those lists that were, let's see, who are the best free agents, and they've now been signed. Obviously, you have nothing else to write. Then don't when you don't. What does Mama say? If you don't have anything good to say about anyone, just don't say anything at all. Well, if that were true, Sports Talk with the Guys would not exist. But we're talking about the glorious nature of Bleacher Report and just babbling. Well, kind of like what I'm doing right now, waiting for the impending arrival of the big dog. Yes, I've got it ready to go. He's not going to ambush me like he normally does, a little rat bastard. Because he always gets me when my back is turned. So I left my tennis shoes in the garage right here. And I actually don't have my regular shoes. So I got to stick my hand in there. And then I'm going to shake his hand. I got to stick my hand in the shoes, and they're cool. No little spiders, no nothing. So when the big dog comes in, because I haven't washed my hands, I'll just shake his hand. So, yeah, it's going to be tennis shoe hand. No, actually, I did that. I really did. So, okay, whatever. Let's go over some of the NFL news. Right now, we do have one score from Thursday's game. I kind of took a look at it for a little bit. Oh, I can't believe I said I took a look at it. Carolina, 31. Tampa Bay, 13. What a shock. Tampa Bay actually made the game for the coin toss. Yeah, that's about it. So, actually, we are... Oh, yeah, it's week 9 in college, week 8 in football. That's cool. Do you know I have 358 reward coins in the NFL? I do. I actually do. I am registered. So if you guys want to find me on NFL, I'm RG Noriega, NFL.com. If you want to find me on MLB.com, I am RG Noriega. Chances are if you go somewhere, I am RG Noriega because that's who I am. That is what I am. Since the big dog isn't here, I might as well go back in time and take a look at my latest Maxim magazines or, oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt is one of the newest ones. She's on the cover for, what? That's April 2012? Thought that one survived the massacre. All of my Maxims are gone. They are. I put them in the, oh, I think I didn't get rid of this one. Looks like my girlfriend. in my dreams. Wow, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt. The Girls of the 90s? Yeah, it's a nice little article. Lots of pictures. Wow. How'd this one survive? I mean, I think Jennifer Love Hewitt is an absolutely gorgeous woman, but she may not exactly be my version of a incredibly gorgeous woman. Oh, well, doesn't matter. She survived. Let's go over to the NBA. There's already a lot of preseason action going on. I don't even think they have some scores. We already really, well, yeah. I don't know who the hell NOP is. Oh, the New Orleans Pelicans beat Orlando 101-82. Think about their initials. Nope. NOP, New Orleans Pelican. In additional stuff, Charlotte, 85 over the New York Knicks, 83. I don't know what the hell BKN is. Oh, Brooklyn, 108, Miami, 87. See, Chicago, at home, beat Denver, 94-89. This is all preseason stuff, so I don't know if it even really matters. Good morning, guests. Thanks for joining us. You know what to do. Register at blogtalkradio.com. Go ahead and take on a persona and be someone. And engage us. Yes, engage us in the interactive chat room. And additional preseason scores, of course, Houston, 92. Memphis, 73. Indianapolis, 98. Dallas, 77. The Lakers edged out Utah. Well, I didn't exactly edge them out, but they won by 5, 111-106. And the Sacramento team, which I think Shaq is now a part owner, left the Lakers, the Clippers, 110-100. So it is 3 days, 9 hours, 46 minutes, and about 55 seconds, Mark. Well, actually, by the time I said Mark, it's 53 seconds. Let's do this again. 3 days, 9 hours, 46 minutes, and 45 seconds, Mark, to the NBA tip-off. So we're getting real close. And NHL stuff, as you know, the season is already underway, and we have some games, and we'll cover NASCAR in just a moment. From Friday, the Islanders edge Pittsburgh 4-3. Columbus, Blue Jackets, 5-2 over Toronto. Anaheim, 2-1 over Ottawa. Buffalo, 3-1 over Florida. Vancouver, 3, St. Louis, 2. Obviously, we're talking NHL scores, because otherwise these cities wouldn't exist with major league teams. Well, some of them. Colorado, 4. Carolina, 3. Let's see, do we have, we have Thursday stuff. Oh, that Kings, 7-0-4 over Phoenix. I'll take that one. For today's games on Saturday, Edmonton at Phoenix, New Jersey at Boston, Pittsburgh at Toronto, Jose at Montreal, Los Rangers at Detroit, Buffalo at Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, City of Brotherly Love, to the anti-city New York Islanders, Winnipeg at Dallas, Minnesota at Chicago, St. Louis at Nashville, Washington at Calgary. So that's Saturday schedule, folks. So that's what we have. And in NASCAR, let's take a look at NASCAR. Oh, my gosh, Pagoda. I think he's a hoda. Yeah, I said it. I've had that line since I think I was in middle school. It is lame. I know I definitely had it in high school. Oh, my gosh. I think, whatever. You heard it already. Let's go and take a look at the standings for the Sprint Cup. Race 32, Camping World RV Sales 500 is official. But for the NASCAR run, we know there's 13 guys in it. Jimmy Johnson is the leader. Matt Kenseth is 4 points back. Kyle Busch, 26. Tied with Kevin Harvick, 26. Jeff Gordon, wow, 34 points back. Dale Earnhardt Jr., shockingly, has moved up 3 points, and he is 52 back. Greg Biffle is 53 back, and he's minus one, so I guess Earnhardt jumped him. Well, I don't want to use a gang term because people in Georgia won't get that, but he jumped them. Let's see, Clint Bowyer is 57 back. Kurt Busch, 61. I guess the brothers don't do very well. He's minus two in spots. Carl Edwards has remained where he is. He's 68 points back. Ryan Newman jumped up one, 72 points back. Joey Logano lost one. He's 75 points back. And Casey Kane, the perennial number 13, is 101 points back. Wow. Good stuff there, folks. And I do want to welcome the man, the myth, the one who is. His name is Cuervo. Senior Cuervo.
I believe I am the only one that refers to him as Senor Cuervo. Or Senior Cuervo, I don't know. But based on what I know in life, he certainly isn't a senior. At least not yet. Unless there's some secret that he hasn't told us. But Mr. Cuervo, Senor Cuervo, Senior Cuervo, whichever. I like Senor, but whatever. I really don't know where the big dog is. Buenos dias, guys. Thanks, Cuervo. It's Guy. I really don't know where the big dog is. I really don't. Have not received any text messages. You know what? He may be so dead tired that he doesn't know what's going on. So let me give him a call. I'm just going to put him on blast. Not going to put him in the screening room, nothing. I'm just going to call him. Here we go. That's a lousy sound. Maybe it's my cell phone. Hey, well, I'm going to go ahead and cancel that call before it goes to voicemail. Really surprised. Oh, I canceled the call. Okay, there it is. Now it canceled. Wow. Oh, that might actually be him outside. Oh, man, does that mean I have to play this one? Oh, yeah, I guess I do. Where the hell are you, Cuervo? Because I guess his ears must have been burning, huh, Cuervo?
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
Morty! Sorry, I was stuck in a recurring temporal loop there. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, guys?
The minute you arrive is the minute the big dog arrives. I was generally concerned. But I can't, yeah, I was calling you, and I can't exactly release the hound. You know, a hound to get a hound. Hound to get a dog. Good morning, Brian. How are you? I'm serious. The big dog just walked into NDB Media Studios. And I should have taken a picture of this because, folks, this is the second to last broadcast of Sports Talk with the guys here on Saturday morning in the Southgate Media, or NDB Media World Studio Headquarters. I screwed that up, didn't I? NDB Media World Headquarters Studio. More than usual.
Are you moving on up?
I'm sorry?
Are you moving on up to a deluxe apartment?
Oh, that's good. No, we're not moving up to the palatial estate of Mr. C. Clark, or S. Clark.
Esquire.
Oh, I don't know if he's an Esquire, but it's all good. Good morning, Brian. We have 2 weeks, and we're not going to make the third Saturday. We are, don't throw this at me. Why don't you just suck it up, drink it. I don't know what the hell it is. Just drink it. Anyway, I've been getting a lot of that lately. So, thank you.
I was going to be 7 minutes late. Might as well be 15 minutes late and bring food.
Third kind of you, big dog. So, Brian, are you going to a football game this morning?
I'm going on vacation this morning. We're going to the beach.
Beach?
So I'm on vacation, yes.
You have beaches over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so you
nice
also
one.
Have
Kiwa.
Beaches, huh? Yeah, you know, rumor has it that we have beaches over here, too.
There are lots of beaches over there.
Yeah, there are lots of beaches. Really?
I'm taking Cujo. Taking Cujo to the beach.
Well, that's going to be interesting. So, wow. So, do you have names for those beaches?
This one is like an island, and it's called Kiwa. It's in South Carolina. It's very nice. I've never been to it, but I've heard great things about it. So, it's about a 5-hour drive.
Really? So, over there it's called Kiwa. Over here we call them Yoho. Over here, we also call them Da Beach, and then we also call it Kamawanalemi. There's lots of different names for the beaches over here. I think you got it now. I got a little sly smile from the big dog there.
And of course, I do want to comment on his picture. You know, starting.
I haven't been on.
Oh, gee, there was We had a picture of starting wide receiver. Did forget to put Brian. I do apologize. It was supposed to be starting at wide receiver, number 1 3/4, Cujo.
That's right, Cujo. Yeah, he had his birthday this week, and I had my birthday, so we kind of, he stole the thunder from my birthday. I don't know what to think about that.
Holy crap, wait a minute. Brian, your birthday was this week?
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. It was Thursday.
Oh, Cuervo's in the chat room, too.
Yeah, Cuervo is in the chat room, yeah, but, yeah,
I didn't get my gift package in the mail from NDB Media, my fruit basket or something like that. I never got it yesterday. I guess the mail's running behind or something. I don't know.
Did you like Big Chips when you were a kid?
I know, that was directed at you, Big Dog. Let's see which one Brian's going to have.
She's got blue chips and a Hong Kong.
He wouldn't know what that is over in Georgia, so let me check this one out.
You're depriving a village somewhere of an issue.
Yeah, Brian, because you're going to be at the beach, rumor has it.
I'm ready for a vacation, guys. I'm excited.
Today is your birthday. Da-da-da-da-da. Today is your birthday. Da-da-da-da. What's that movie from? What's the movie I'm making fun of? 16 Candles, where the idiot goes wild. Today is your birthday. No, that little idiot, John Michael Hall or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You are a kid of the 80s. How did you get that one wrong?
I was a teenager of the 80s.
You are a kid of the 80s
because 16 Candles now and then and forever will be a chick flick. I don't think I've seen it all the way through, ever.
I have no comment.
Hey,
so...
And that was pre-Molly Ringwald with tits, so, you know, she got them later. You like that one. you could iron your shirt on her. No problem. You wouldn't get no wrinkles.
So are you saying that she is of Asian descent?
When she was a teenager, yes. Now, no. Now
she's Latin, right?
Now she's very voluptuous.
Yeah, very Latin.
Very French.
Yeah. Oh, French?
Yeah, she's made numerous French movies.
Wait a minute, hold on a minute. So you're saying that
she's fluent,
not very cool?
Well, I've never seen her raise her arm, so I don't know.
My oldest did the other day. I'm like, what the hell? I know you don't go to college, woman, but damn. I'd call those life forms. I think you got Chew and Vaca. Oh, my God. Or as Cuervo just said, Cheech and Chong. Jeez. Oh, my God, it was horrible. I know I shouldn't say that, but damn, she shocked me. She put her arm up like, get the butt kill. Oh, that was horrible. So what flavor of coffee did you give me there, Big Dog?
I got you the exclusive blend.
The exclusive blend. What do you get yourself?
French vanilla.
Get me that.
Okay.
Thank you. If you do.
I was going to, but I was
no, not at all. It's okay. That's all right.
I was going to get you the exclusive Colombian blend, but they were all out.
Oh, my God. Hey, Cuervo, so what are you drinking or having this morning? Do you have peanut butter with Cujo right now?
Whoa,
what the hell is that? Oh, we lost Brian.
So why were you
I guess he was offended by the Cujo one.
Why were you asking him, why were you asking Cuervo if he was having peanut butter with Cujo?
Did I ask Cuervo?
Yes, sir.
Oh, maybe that's why he got offended. Oh, I was asking Brian. Well, maybe he'll call back in a moment. I don't know if Cujo, I mean, if Cuervo has a, well, yeah, Cujo has a pet called Brian. Bright. I mean, with that peanut butter, wow, I get it. So,
I guess
Cuervo has a pet. Oh, folks, I don't know if you realize this or not, but Cuervo and I are now doing a Monday program.
Yes.
Monday night preview show, and it's been kind of fun. Maybe the Big Dog will join us, too.
I tried this week, and I worked as usual.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Working Monday.
That's good.
I'm about to have some coffee with hazelnut cream.
You know, the image of him in that dark blue, you know, with that gun and that white cap and those beautiful blue pants, his dress uniform.
I don't picture him all that way.
I picture him that way in full dress blues and hazelnut. I don't know.
I picture him in, like, dark ops, you know, type with the, you know.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could really see that.
With the big C, because he's a Chicago fan. And him going, damn it, why do they keep finding me? Someone's back.
No, he's not back. I know who it is.
Is this the from the palatial estate of Texas?
His ears are ringing. Let me get it set up. Here we go. Everyone tells me that I should record this. I'm like, no, not the same. Not the same. And I'm not going to, what's up, Big Dog?
Where's my notes?
Where are your notes? Over there. To your right. To your right, to the right, to the right, 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 to the right. What are the Ranger, the Lone Ranger take his dump? Or his trash? The dump. Yeah, I know it. What a shock.
His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh yeah. He's the hardest working man in
the world. Hey, I know that one. I can't even get that high this morning either.
I thought so. And I thought it was a damn cat. Yeah, okay. All right.
Good morning, Cat Potato. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just lying in bed and giving you a listen. My voice is almost gone.
Yeah, sound like you're going to puberty again.
I sound like a kid in puberty over here.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
There we go.
Well,
starting
well,
all over again. Why not?
hearing
man, is this you?
Yeah, I gotta tell you, hearing the couch potato squeal like that, it just
brings back fond memories of Vegas?
No.
Oh, yeah. All the piggy stuff. That's funny.
It's just a bit of a surprise. It's just something that I don't expect to see from the couch potato. Or hear.
Yeah.
Well, we have Cuervo in the chat room and Brian and Sunny and yourself here, I want to take one moment to be serious if I can.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I do acknowledge that. Guys, let's take a moment, because this usually actually happens on Saturday. And Big Dog,
what?
Go ahead.
I just want to thank you guys for your likes on my post. I don't post very often, as you all know. I am basically a private person, and I only put that out there about once a year. And I appreciate all the fact that you guys all came in and liked it and understood where I was coming from. And thank you, all of you guys. Appreciate it. Everyone who was out there. Anybody who's listening out there that you guys know who you are. And it means a lot. Thanks.
And for those that don't know Big Dog and do listen to you that are not friends on Facebook, why don't you let them know what it is? Cause
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
It was an open letter to my son, and that's all there was. A lot of, even 24 years later, I was still crying my eyes out as I was writing it. I don't know why I have to turn that every single time.
I do it on purpose now. You always mess with my scotch tape. You were right in the middle of an emotional response, and you went to my scotch tape.
So anyway, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And let's get back to sport.
All right, guys. We're there. When are you leaving on vacation there, Brian?
He's on mute. Cujo's looking up the
I was
going to
say,
guys, give me 1 second.
One, two, three, four, five.
He's ordering at McDonald's.
Oh, my God, what the hell was that?
too bad we can't, too bad we don't have the budget of, the Big Four or Fox or any of those guys. Because I would instantly try and find the Brady Bunch episode.
where
Peter's voice is cracking the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you very much. That makes
I'm back.
He's back.
You know,
he's done ordering his Egg McMuffin.
I had to get the ladies some. I had to get the wives some products at CVS.
Oh. Well, you should have put us live and talked to the clerk and say, you are live and around the world. Would you like to give us a discount or show how damn cheap you are here at CVS?
No, this girl was hot.
Dude, What the hell?
You should ask her for her college ticket.
There's not many pharmacists that you'd do right there over the counter, but she's one of them.
Oh, hey, so are you already on your way to Woohoo Beach?
No, I'm preparing. I'm getting things ready. And now it's time to get Cujo drugged up and ready to go.
So are you guys going to, like, spend the night over at Woohoo Beach?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm giving him Xanax today. Have y'all ever heard of a dog taking Xanax?
Right now?
No.
Yeah.
That's one depressed dog.
Oh,
well, he gets
go.
Nervous. Like, he gets car sick after a while, but we are driving my truck. It's big, so maybe he won't. Maybe he'll just sleep the whole 5-hour drive and let me relax.
How big is his truck?
You know, since he gets car sick and he's such a small dog, you just grab him by the scruff of the neck and just roll him outside while he's throwing up. And
yeah,
driving.
That's right.
Cujo wouldn't like that now.
No, but you would. He's throwing up outside.
Yeah, he will throw up in the outside, hopefully. So hopefully he'll just get I've never had a Xanax, but I heard it's very good, so I'm sure he'll be relaxed.
Big dog, have you ever taken this?
Shut up! Don't look at me, you ass! Oh, my God, that was a bit of a delayed one. I said, hey, big dog.
Well, actually, I have. Hold on, I have. I have had one. I didn't remember what
we're
the hell.
We're not talking about the peanut butter on your finger.
That's how he's going to get it. He's going to have peanut butter over on the finger. He's going to lick it off, and he's going to go off into a coma for a little while. Until he wakes
up.
We
are not X-rated here.
Sure, it's on the finger.
Yeah. You guys are bad.
We're bad. You're the one doing it.
He's the one drugging his dog.
Yeah, Xanax and peanut butter, dude. What the hell kind of person are you?
I don't know, man. Sonny, would you rather have a drugged up dog sleeping or one panting and throwing up? Which one would you rather have?
Well, yeah. Well, it's even no choice.
Obviously, I would rather have him sleep when you got to drive that far, you know.
Yeah.
So. I understand. My dog would just sit there and look out the window as we drove along. I wouldn't have to drug him, though.
I put
well,
that
he's
damn
he's
back in the back
after about
of the
2 hours.
And the dog, too?
Yeah, that, too.
I put that bastard in the back of the truck and just put a leash on there so he can't jump out like other idiot dogs.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, all you need is a piece of string for Cujo and put him in the back.
That would go over well.
Yeah, the wife would really love him for doing something like that.
But you remember that Lampoon's Vacation where he tied the dog to the bumper and he was driving down the interstate and the cop was on?
Who is the cop that pulls him over? Very famous guy. Who is the cop? There's a bit of trivia. Who's the cop that pulled them over?
I forgot.
I don't know. Who was?
We all know him, but we don't remember him in that role. Was it John Candy?
Was it Candy?
I'm just guessing. I'm just reaching out. Was it John Candy that did the cop? I think it was. Oh, I'm betting it was. Come on, Cuervo, help us out here. You guys do that all the time when you're with your Humvees and your dust and stuff like that. Yeah, John Cusack. John Cusack was a cop?
Yeah, that's right. It was John Cusack.
Was it?
I believe
so.
It wasn't John Candy.
Look it up. Do something, big dog. Just kidding. You're doing a hell of a lot. Oh, my God. The big dog just gave me the bird.
You're number one.
Wow. That's pretty quick, Cuervo. John Cusack, but we're checking.
We are? Okay.
You are.
Roger, how does it feel to watch the Red Sox in the World Series when your Yankees are at home, by the way?
I haven't seen the World Series.
I haven't either. So I saw a blown call by an umpire game one, and then I turned it off after that.
Actually, I'm glad he brought...
Wait a minute. Was that the night that we were doing the sports program, Cuervo and I, and then you had a veil because you were doing an umpiring game? So are you subliminally telling us that you had to stop the call because you blew a call?
No, that was The World Series started Wednesday night, I believe, or was it Monday? No, it didn't start Monday night. It was Tuesday night. I thought Wednesday
World
night
started.
Wednesday.
No, but you called in. You called into our Monday program, Cuervo and I.
Yeah.
I'm officially doing the invite again to Brian, to Sonny, and to the big dog to join Cuervo and myself on the Monday. It's cool, man. We're having a good time. It's just a freaking extension of Saturday morning, guys.
Well, I don't have any umpiring on Monday nights anymore. The season's over, so I'll be able to join you guys.
Sweet.
John Candy was in there. John Candy was Lasky, the guard, and Wally World.
Oh, that's right. Who was the cop? It was John Cusack.
He's not listed. He's not listed in the main, looking at all the people listed. I don't see John Cusack at all.
Okay. It was funny, the cop, though, that nailed him. He said, man, I saw Manny in the last few when it died. The whole fanatic. No, but I'm probably not putting that dog in the back, you know, where you can load up all the stuff. What kind of truck do you have, Brian? Is it like a Nissan, a Toyota?
Yeah, it's a Nissan Frontier. It's a Nissan Frontier.
It's a Nissan Frontier?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice truck. Is it double cabin or single? What is it? Oh, that's
it
right.
It has a cab in the back. It has a cab.
It has a cab in the back. Yeah, so are you telling me? Are you telling me that that rat dog has his own seat in the truck?
You called him a rat dog? How
well,
dare you?
I think that's
you
rat
a
bastard.
Lot of credit.
Davey,
I didn't call him a rat bastard. Thank you, Brian. Right.
No, I'm calling you a rat bastard.
Not right.
No, I'm calling you a rat bastard.
Ooh, there you go. Sonny Clark.
Could have been worse. He could call you a ball washing bastard.
That's
that
true.
Would have been worse.
That's true. But then that probably would have just been our foreplay. Anyway, Couch Potato, the man without a voice, invisible voice. Do you have a comment on that? He just called me a rat bastard.
He's got no voice. Why are you asking him?
I'm not. Well, he may want to respond. Hey, Couch Potato, let's get into a pissing match. He is the hardest working man in sport. Come on, Couch Potato, what's your shot? He is the hardest working man in sport. Let's see, wait a minute. Let me do that again. He is the hardest working man in sport. That third one was best.
First and third.
First and third?
Yeah, the second one
sucks. Couch Potato, he is the hardest working man in sport. Come on, Sonny. Come on.
He can't talk. You just told him that.
Come on.
Man, screw you.
Yeah, I'm sure he walked away. So, Brian, oh, wait, what is it, Big Dog?
Since Brian brought
yes,
up the
sir.
Red Sox, and you are the scorekeeper.
Yes, sir.
And you are a former pitcher. I wanted your take on the whole scandal, possible scandal, maybe there's a scandal, maybe there's not a scandal, about John Lester and the fact that it has been said that all pitchers do this on the glove between the webbing and the thumb is about a two inch long by about maybe quarter inch wide. They put rosin there. And as they're getting ready to pitch, they put their thumb or forefinger on the rosin to get better grip on the ball. So some people are saying they're doctoring the ball since they're putting something on the ball. Other people are saying no. Before game two, they had their, you know, the pregame show, Harold Reigns and A.J. Pierninski, whatever the hell his name is.
Przinski.
Yes,
that
him.
Stupid son of a bitch from the Chicago White Sox.
He was there also.
He was hated by everyone on that team.
I know. And they all talked about it. And they all said, especially with Baines. Harold Baines, because he's been retired for a while, has he not?
Yes, Harold Baines.
Yeah, he's been retired for a while.
Yes.
He talked about, he said, in my day, that's doctoring the ball. He goes, in my dad's day, that's doctoring the ball. He's all, but today's baseball, he said they seem to accept this, and there's not a problem with it. So I want to know yours. Have you even heard about it? Or you,
oh, we lost the Couch Potato.
Have you heard about that at all, or no?
Oh, shit.
Big Dog?
Yes, sir.
That is illegal because the rosin is not part of your equipment. It's not whether he's doctoring the ball or not. You cannot have a foreign substance on your person.
No, I'm
not getting mad at you. I'm just making my point that having the rosin in the glove is, no, you can only have the rosin bag behind the mound, right there in that little spot.
Evidently, pitchers around the league are doing this.
I'm sure they're doing it,
the other teams know it, and it's all, in other words, it's just accepted. And I have a picture now. I'm glad the picture is still here. Watch yourself. And
watch myself.
There you go. See on his glove? Right there. That green, that's all rosin.
That is illegal. Because that is not part of your uniform.
I totally understand. That's why I wanted to get your interpretation, because I know you
are. No, it is not my interpretation.
Whoa.
Because the rule book says that you cannot have anything in addition to what is normal equipment, and that is the glove.
Then my next question to you is, why, if everybody can see that and everybody's admitting to it,
George Brett hit a home run off Rich Gossage with Pine Tar that exceeded the rules, and baseball turned a blind eye to it.
Now...
Because they're stupid mother-effing millionaires, and they're just too lazy to reach back and get the rosin bag.
And that's what he said. He says it ruins his follow-through, his whole getting ready to pitch. He said to bend over and have to pick up the rosin bag every time, because he said he slips profusely in his hand, so he's always having to put rosin on his hand.
Hey, you know what? That's altering the game. It's not... I suppose Harold Baines, I could somewhat agree that he's doctoring the ball, but he cannot use rosin in the glove because it is not part of his equipment. Nowhere is rosin mentioned as part of your equipment.
Here we go. Let me just read what it said here. This was by manager John Farrell. And said the allegations.
Well, of course he's going to defend his
pitcher. I know. I'm just saying what he said. From my perspective, if you know John Lester, he sweats like a pig and he needs rosin. He says, and you know what? He keeps it in his glove. Other guys will keep it on their arm. Other guys will keep it on their pant leg. He said, so that's my response to the allegations, case closed.
Fine. It's illegal.
Okay. Now,
as commissioner, I would fine all the players going back, fine them all $100,000 for each rosin bag incident.
Now, why isn't if the umpires aren't enforcing this or making them take it off, is that because no one's complaining, or can the umpires take it amongst themselves?
If the umpires actually knew.
Well,
some may, some may not.
Well, evidently, this is league-wide known and accepted by all, is what they're saying.
Well, obviously.
They talked to the Cardinals. The Cardinals manager said the same thing.
Yes, but to the umpires, no. They're going to plead stupidity because they don't actually check the equipment.
Yeah, but
not for them to check the equipment.
It's so easy to see. I mean,
as an umpire, they're lazy, guys. They're lazy. They don't. I'm an umpire, too.
Yes.
I don't check the bats every time because I'm too damn lazy to do that.
But the umpires are the final arbiters. They should actually be doing that. But the umpires are not looking at people's gloves.
And, of course,
they're looking at the girls, and while some of the umps are looking at the guys, too.
Mr. Former Red Sox himself, Pedro Martinez, chimed in.
I'm not getting glamming money.
He said, I never did any of that. He goes, I know there are slippery nights and dry days where you feel more comfortable, but for me, it was hot and it was always hot and humid. That was my comfortable day. Cold days were not, but so for some reason I had success. I used my fastball.
I had success. Freaking illiterate. I had success. Oh, you illiterate.
Well, he's retired, so he had success.
Again, use the word correctly. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who are you talking about?
Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, exactly. Look who you're talking about. Look, he's speaking English. Maybe he wants a Coke or a Sprite.
I'm sorry. So, Brian, what's your take on that umpire, Brian? Right.
Or just the whole, not just the umpire, but the whole situation.
Well, I think they make enough money to do their job, and if they see something, it shouldn't matter whether the coaches say it's okay or the players. It's a rule. You stick by it. You're there to umpire the game, to make sure the rules are followed. That's why you're there. I could give less than a damn if a coach said it's okay.
You see, now, the worst kept secret. Okay, well, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a caller that we're going to go to in a moment from the 516 area code. Don't forget, caller, let us know who you are and where you hail from. We're going to go to you, as I mentioned, in just a moment. I think Cuervo has the video.
Is it John Lester?
Oh, yes, it could be John Lester defending himself.
Yeah.
You're so right, Big Dog. Yeah, I imagine John Lester is coming on right now to defend himself, so we'll see what happens. Caller, don't forget, let us know who you are and where you hail from. You're live on the Saturday morning program of Sports Talk with the Guys, home with the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Michael Jan Friedman, calling to say hello to Roger.
Michael Jan Friedman! Good morning, Michael! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael, thank you, Michael, for calling us in on a Saturday morning program. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael is a friend to NDB Media. He is one of our, I can't say mentors, but he's one of our heroes. He has written so many stories in literature. Dude, he's our hero. And he called in on Saturday morning, Michael Jan Friedman, what's up?
I rolled out of bed and I said, I got to call these guys.
Wow.
And,
thank you, Michael.
My question is there any hope for the Giants?
That was good. Brian, is there any hope for the Giants? The New York Giants?
Sure. I mean, you're talking about the New York Football Giants?
Yeah.
No, not this year, guys. I mean, this is a team that looks like they're lost. The coach has lost the team. I mean, they're going to win a couple games, but look, they can't block, they can't protect Eli, they can't tackle. I mean, luckily they played Minnesota the other night, which is a little worse than them, but they're done this year.
Yeah, if we could get a few games with Jacksonville and Tampa, I think we'll be okay. I don't know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you that this may come across as an insult to Michael Jan Friedman personally, but I think it's a wonderful moment to do it. The Giants were the lizards of the league, they were the chameleons of the league because they were good at sometimes and they were bad and they're good again, so they're changing colors. But now I think they're salamanders.
Salamanders. You know, it's funny you should mention salamanders. You know, I have a Kickstarter campaign going now for a new novel called I Am the Salamander. It's a superhero novel. And it's different, and if you click into Kickstarter.com and look up I Am the Salamander, you'll find out why it's different. It's not sports, so I don't want to talk about it at too much length here, but it does have some very important elements. And it's fun, and I could sure use the support. So Kickstarter.com, I Am the Salamander. And you know, with the Giants, the more I think about it, the more I realize going back a few years, I mean, really since the Super Bowl, they haven't been that good. And they've kind of covered it up here and there, but this is the year it's really the cat's out of the bag because, you know, as you say, they can't tackle, they can't protect Eli, they can't run. They haven't had a running back, the same running back 2 weeks in a row. So it's very depressing. But on the other hand, I Am the Salamander is not depressing. So I'd love it if your readers clicked into Kickstarter and checked it out.
Oh, heck yeah, and my professional apologies and personal apologies to Michael. We've been wanting to do a program, and we will be doing a program early this week, provided we can make it happen. I'm going to put it out there again. You guys know I'm still recovering from that freaking, you know, vertigo, so I don't know what's going on half of the time, but If you're going to say bullshit, you're going to press this button. So don't mutter it under your breath.
Your DEFCON doesn't go up either.
My DEFCON doesn't go up either? What the hell are you talking about? My DEFCON doesn't go up high enough. What the hell's the matter with you, Big Dog? Brian, do you hear this?
Yeah, Brian, he's having trouble with getting his DEFCON.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's bullshit.
Okay, let's go back to the Giants. Since we're talking about not being able to get the DEFCON up, I'm really disappointed in you. Oaks, that is a bummer. Is the head coach, Tom Coughlin, is his job on the line then? I mean, is he gone?
I don't think so. I think, he's got two Super Bowls under his belt. It'd be tough to let him go. I don't know that he's done anything to warrant being let go. He could always be the scapegoat. But the guy I'm really thinking about is Jerry Reese, the general manager. He's had a lot of success. But the more I look at it, the more I see that it's really his predecessor who drafted the guys that are responsible for that success. So, I'm hoping this is an aberration and it'll be corrected next year. But Jerry Reese, I think, is the guy on the hot seat.
Michael, I appreciate that commentary because we were actually talking at length about the Giants last week. And I'm not sure if it was Brian or one of our other friends, Cuervo and Couch Potato, that mentioned, we're starting to hear blowback from the players themselves. They're actually saying in interviews on some tweets that they don't have – Brian, help me out on this. What is it that we were talking about where the players have actually – they've broken that code where I'm not part of this team – yeah, and I don't have that guy's back. I mean, they did stuff like that. Can you help us? No, about their teammates. What was it, Brian?
I can't remember.
I've heard stuff about that too, where guys in the media, either on Twitter or for the newspapers, have I wouldn't say quite called out, but have said less than complimentary things about different aspects of the team. No, I don't know if they've named names, but the defense will talk about the offense and so on. One guy they really haven't, to my knowledge, thrown under the bus is Coughlin. He's Justin Tuck is a big voice in the clubhouse and a big supporter of the coach. So I don't know that they've said anything about him, but they have, they have said some things about each other.
Michael, and that's one thing that we were talking about last week, that when teams break that and bring it out into the open, it's bad. And I know the Big Dog and I were talking about that, where it is, when that stuff breaks out into the media, there has to be some blame on the coach. And if it's because he cannot control it, or it is so bad that you've got to get rid of the players. I mean, if it's that bad where the players are actually throwing each other under the bus, that's a caustic, caustic thing, man. Because when you talk about your team in public and say, these guys are worthless, I don't have their back because they don't have my back, wow.
Yeah.
You can't go back.
And it isn't too often that you hear
that bad.
Players, we've heard bad stuff like that before, but usually what you don't hear is players going after other players. It's usually players cheering on management or a coach.
Yeah, it's true.
The offense are going after the defensive line, that kind of stuff. Usually you don't hear about that stuff.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it's all born of frustration. These are guys who expect to be a playoff team, and there are a lot of playoff kind of names there. They're just not living up to it for various reasons. One big reason is the team's gotten old. Justin Tuck is not nearly what he used to be. Pierre Paul is, he's coming off back surgery, and it's hard to know if he's just in a kind of rehab mode and not living up to his former standards, temporarily, or if this is the way he's always going to be from now on. He was one of the best defensive players in the league, so not having him, where they'd like him is a huge problem. It used to be you would put two guys on him and then hope and pray that he still didn't get through. And now one guy can stand him up and there's no need to double-team him. So that's a big factor in the pass rush.
You know, and I appreciate that commentary. Cuervo is in the chat room, acknowledges exactly what you said. He put two comments. Nobody has talked bad about Coughlin because Tuck threatened to punch anyone in the face to talk bad about Coughlin.
Right.
And Terry Farrell, the defensive coordinator, should be on the hot seat as well. And that's from Cuervo. He's one of the football guys in the program. You think so? The defensive coordinator?
Well, you know, very often if they don't get rid of the coach, they do get rid of the coordinators, and I think Fuel is certainly on the hot seat, and I think also the offensive coordinator, McBride, I think it is, he is as well, because, you know, and deservedly, maybe not, you know, it's just the personnel are just not adequate to the task, and again, that goes back to Jerry Reese. Jerry Reese hung a, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be a giant stadium, and he hung something in the locker room. I think it was a clock with a countdown to the Super Bowl, suggesting that the Giants should be in it. Well, clearly, he overestimated a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't know that, Michael. That's good stuff. That puts a lot of pressure. Even though they may be million-dollar players, yeah, that's not something. Hey, I know in Major League they put a poster of the owner. Remember, they were peeling off the teams every time they got a win?
From
the Super Bowl clock. And don't forget, back in the 80s, the mid-80s, Riley challenged the team to repeat.
Well,
back to back, where he actually said, "We're going to do it in public." I mean, and they did, but, you know, still that type of pressure to put on a team after you just won a championship.
Yeah.
You know, so that, and, you know, in Riley's case, in the Lakers' case, it worked. In the Giants' case, it backfired. You know,
it may have backfired, but you know what's funny? Remember, is when they won the second time, the Lakers,
before Riley could say it,
Magic Johnson gagged them.
Hey, Michael, I've got Cuervo joining us right now. He's a Chicago Bears fan, but he really does know a lot about football, and I want to introduce him to you. He's one of our friends here on NDB Media as well. We met him in Las Vegas. He's got some good stuff. Cuervo, you're on. Good morning, pal.
Hey, Cuervo. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? I know I've been in the chat room for a while. I had to give some juice to my phone. It was almost dead, so... But I'm here now. How's everyone this morning?
Good.
Doing very well. Yes, we are doing very well. And what is really cool about this is now we have Los Angeles right here. We have Chicago, you, Cuervo. And then we have, if I'm not mistaken, New York.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. I wonder if I guess because of the Giants. Just kidding, Michael.
Yeah. Good guess. Good guess. Although technically, you know, the Giants are in New Jersey. The only professional football team in New York State is the Bills.
Ah, there you go.
If that's not a sign of the apocalypse, I don't know what is.
Oh, my God. Hey, Cuervo, come on in, pal. What are your comments right now? This is 2 weeks in a row that we're having great conversations about the Giants right now. Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And another sign of the apocalypse, too, is that somehow the Jets are doing better than the Giants. Who would have thought that going into the season?
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you, man. I mean, the NFL is so hard to predict. It really is.
The thing about the Jets season, though, and I'm also a Jet fan, and my kids are actually very big Jet fans. For some reason, they don't like the Giants. That gene didn't take. But But I am a big Jets fan, and as much as I would like to see the Jets make the playoffs and do really well this year, I have a feeling they may not. And the reason is, if you look at their schedule, part of their schedule is past them. Now they've got a couple of tough games against the Saints, against Cincinnati, and then the rest of their schedule, there are no patsies. So I'm not sure that 4-3 is really representative of how their season will end. You know, I'd love them to be, you know, 9-7 at the end of the season. That would be great, but I'm just not, you know, they'll have to step up their game when they face the Miamis And if they can, then, you know, then maybe they will finish above 500.
Okay, wait a minute. I have to interrupt right there. Michael, did you actually say the Miamis? Did you really say that?
Uh-oh. Well, that's because they play them twice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Roger, take a look. Did he buy that?
Yeah, you know what I did?
Okay.
I don't know if Cuervo did, because they do it just to get under my skin, Michael. I'm like, man, you call it a sport, and you're already saying the Miamis of the world, like the Tom Coughlins of the world. Michael,
yeah.
That just kills me, dude. So when you said the Miami, but since they play him twice, I'll let it go. Cuervo, do you think I should let it go, or should I not let it go?
Yes, let it go, scorekeeper.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, they play them twice, so, you know, that's what he meant. But, you know, I'm looking at their schedule, too, and it does get pretty tough. I mean, they have two tough games right before their bye week. They go to Cincinnati, and then they're at home against the Saints. But when they come off the bye week, they're at Buffalo, at Baltimore, and I mean, Baltimore might be better by then. Then they play Miami. They get to play the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting, scorekeeper. Week 15 at Carolina. I think Carolina will be a lot more improved by then. They're already showing signs of doing better. And then they finish off against Cleveland and the Dolphins in week 17. So it is going to be a tough schedule. I could see maybe 1 to 2 wins the rest of this year for the Jets.
I was talking to one of my kids last night. The Patriots, who for some reason they always do well, and then the next year they always get the easiest schedule. I think next week they're playing Little Sisters of the Poor, and then the local Boy Scout chapter the week after that. What is it with these guys? They never have a tough schedule. You know, they play Houston. They play.
Any ideas on the preference? Because I know Raider fans always complain about the schedule also. Yeah, is there any conspiracy there that the Patriots always get an easy schedule?
Well, I think what they do is I think the Patriots, they might have a camera set up somewhere inside the place where they actually sit down and they determine the schedule. So they probably get some inside, you know, stuff on it, kind of like how they did when they were winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, they've got those
cameras
everywhere.
Yeah, they got cameras all over the place.
Well,
wow.
Anyway, guys, I got to sign off here.
Yeah,
but,
Michael, I first of all, I want to thank you. It was a wonderful surprise this morning you called in. Michael, may we have your website, please?
Yes, of course. It's MichaelJanFriedman.net. And you can also find me at Crazy 8 Press. That's 8, either the numeral or spelling it out. Crazy8Press.com, where I've joined some other established science fiction writers, and we put out independent books every month or two, and that's a fun place to go. And of course, by all means, stop in and check out my Kickstarter campaign. I Am the Salamander. It's a different kind of book. And if you like superheroes, if you like young adult fiction, I think you'll like that.
Michael, we do have a small Star Trek audience on our sports program, but we do have a large superhero audience. Why don't you? I know you're in a hurry. But why don't you tell us just a few of the superhero items that you've done? I believe you've done comic books, novels. Can you tell us which ones you've written for? Because they're all ears right now.
Yeah, sure. Well, I've written almost 200 comics. More than half of those were Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation comics for DC. So I did all but two of the original DC Next Generation run of 80. I also came up with my own superhero, Darkstar, that ran 38 issues and in the 90s, and that was sort of a alternative to the Green Lanterns. So you never know if the Darkstars might show up again. And then on the novel side, I've written 70 novels, and I think about 10 of them have been superhero novels. Let's see, 3 Lois and Clark books, 3 animated Justice League books, an ultimate book called The Tomorrow Men, and let's see, I did a Fantastic Four novel called The Redemption of the Silver Surfer, and an X-Men novel, Shadows of the Past, and, you know, some other stuff. But and a couple of short stories when Byron Price had the license for Marvel books. I did do a couple of short stories for that as well. So, yeah, I love superheroes. I've been reading them for more than half a century now, and although it seems like only minutes, but I'm thoroughly steeped in superheroes.
Excellent. There's no doubt about that, Michael. Again, it's a pleasant surprise on Saturday morning. We do want to have them this week, so hopefully we can send something up. I am the Salamander on Kickstarter. Great campaign, great stuff. I mean, guys, if you've seen it, chances are Michael's actually read it. And when he was on with us last time, I did embarrass him. I asked him, whose is bigger? He saw mine. I sent him a picture of my library.
I think
he was supposed to post a picture on Facebook. Did you post it, Michael?
I do have an image of 1/10 of it in my Kickstarter video, so you could take it.
Yes,
it's behind
right.
me as I'm speaking, so you could see at least 1/10 of it.
So, folks, there you go. 1/10 of his is still a lot bigger than mine, folks. So, Michael, congratulations, dude. We love you seriously. Pleasant surprise. Thanks, Michael. And,
okay,
I'll
speak to you soon.
Yeah, we'll probably get a hold of you on Monday and see what we can do. All right, Michael?
Great. Okay, see you later, guys.
All right, that's Michael Jan Friedman, folks. Obviously a hardcore Giants fan. Had some great commentary for us and pleasant surprise as well. He is definitely a friend of MDB Media, and we love him. We admire him. And I knew he was a sports fan. I didn't think he knew that much of the Giants, though. Not bad. His writing is a lot better than the Giants, though. A lot better.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Hey, Cuervo, what's up, dude?
Not much. How are you guys this morning?
Oh, man, it's going
doing
great.
Doing well.
Yeah, I think we are doing well. Cuervo, we are going to be moving. We're going to be moving east. We may actually have discovered our location. We found a home. It's a 3-bedroom. It's a home. But my wife, she found a condo co-op or something. And I'm not so certain. So we're gonna check it out this weekend. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath in West Covina.
Nice area.
And it is a nice area, and it's only, well, maybe I shouldn't say how much it is because someone's probably going to run over there. But actually, the rents are very competitive right now because people don't move at this time of year. Only people that are stupid move at this time of year. Oh. Anyway, I'm sorry. Only people that are stupid. So rents are actually very competitive right now, and we may be moving to West Covina. I don't know. But there are huge homes. I mean, relatively speaking, same rent as here is over there, double the size, double the yard, with pools and jacuzzis.
Covina?
Not Covina. Rialto, San Bernardino.
Colton, yeah.
No, we're not going to Colton. Yeah, because our kids will die of the smog from the train yard. But, yeah, we might actually already have one in West Covina, so we're going to check it out. So, anyway, but this is the second-to-last airing of Sports Talk with the Guys here in Southgate. Wow. So if you guys want to visit if you guys want to visit NDB Media World Headquarters on the third Saturday, this Saturday, then the next Saturday, and the third Saturday, it's 4321 Michigan Avenue. Go ahead, knock, see if someone answers. 4321 Michigan Avenue, Southgate, California, 90280.
But don't go over until then.
Yeah, but don't go over until then.
Oh,
Oh,
boy. Well, you know what's funny about that? I mean, you know, you're saying that right now is a bad time because nobody's moving. I mean, when you think about it, though, it's a good time, too, because there's really no competition.
That is true, and that's actually what I'm
buyers,
you're right,
Corbin, and things like that.
Yeah, I actually meant it that way, but it, of course, you know, scorekeeper blotched it, blew it when he said it was a bad time. Bad time for landlords, good time for renters or rentees. I don't know what the hell it is. Are you a rentee, Big Dog, or a renter?
Neither.
I think the rentor is the one that has the property, and the rentee, I don't know. Who gives a shit? Let's talk about success and how everyone blows that word. Do you think I've been successful in identifying my adages for? Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, well, we're going to be doing some house hunting over the next 2 weeks, so that's going to be good. So we'll see what happens. But hopefully the couch potato moves to Southern California. Hopefully Cuervo moves to Southern California. And we hope that Brian moves to Southern California, and we'd all have a rollick. Could you imagine all five of us at the same time? After the
cool.
first month, it would be cool. Then we'd probably want to shoot each other.
I don't know. Brian's going to want to leave the South, though.
Why? We have bed sheets over here, too.
Ooh. Yeah, but these are brown.
Well, guys, we wouldn't have to do Vegas reunions. We would just have an every Saturday show together. One big happy NDB media family.
Did you say a big fat happy
toilet?
No. I said one big NDB media family.
That's the edited version.
That was funny. I think
that's the abridged version.
That's the abridged version. That's one of the first faux pas I've ever gotten out of Cuervo. Dude, he is so kind. I actually heard him use a swear word last week, Big Dog.
Marine, of course.
He said darn on air.
Well,
no, I think he said gosh darn.
That's bad for him.
That is very bad.
No, I'm pretty sure it was damn. I'm pretty sure it was damn.
Oh, and he corrects me. Because I even made a big deal of it, huh, Corp? I didn't let it go. It was damn. Yeah, you're right. See, I was giving him the abridged version. I said darn. But yeah, his was damn. I was genuinely surprised.
Yeah, Couch is going to just be listening to each other. His voice is pretty shocking.
We should all move to Vegas. We should.
I would like to move to Vegas. We don't have money there. We don't have money to move to Vegas.
Well, let me tell you, there is a four-bedroom, three-bath house in Antelope Valley right now.
Ooh, no, don't look there.
Why? It's dead? It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, it's also the crack capital of California.
Antelope Valley?
Yes.
Is it really the
no
crack capital?
No one's out there.
Is that why the homes are only $1,000?
Victorville, Antelope Valley.
Did I say Antelope Valley? I meant Victorville.
Oh, that's even worse.
It's even worse?
Worse. Victorville's the worst of all the everything that's up there. Alonzo's not that bad. Alonzo's a little bit further.
I was kind of excited because Alonzo, they have a baseball team up there.
Yes, they do. Alonzo's not that bad. It's Victorville and Apple Valley because it's like in the middle of nowhere. You know, all those cooking meth labs and all that shit going on.
Really?
Yes.
Go ahead, Cuervo.
That's why everything's so cheap.
Dash my dreams, Cuervo. Go ahead.
But I don't have no teeth.
That's fair.
Smash your dreams? How would you like me to do that?
Well, I was kind of considering Antelope Valley. Well, not Antelope Valley, but I was considering Apple Valley up there in Victorville and stuff.
Victorville or Apple Valley? You're going to have to choose between the two.
Victorville.
Do Apple Valley other than Victorville.
Oh, my.
Like your last. It's Victorville.
Are you saying that East LA is actually above someone else?
Oh, yeah.
Because over there it's just marijuana, right? I'm sorry, Mary Jane. We can't say marijuana on this program because it's inappropriate for us to say marijuana. So we have to say Mary Jane instead of marijuana, right?
You say so.
No, we can't say marijuana. We should say Mary Jane.
Okay.
That okay? That's officially NDB media policy. We cannot say marijuana on air.
Okay.
Is that okay, bud?
Sure.
Okay. So from now on, thank you, Cuervo. I was waiting for that damn courtesy chuckle because the Big Dog wasn't giving
it. Well, I mean, well, I was going to talk about my chronic acting.
Yeah. All right, just remember, I know Cassidy is listening. He may not know the code name for marijuana. It's Mary Jane. So it's good. Cuervo, do you have any stories you want to get started on? Because the Big Dog actually does have a lot of news for us. Oh,
What happened?
Yeah, Couch Potato said in the chat room, but can you cuss? I don't know if we cuss on air, but we may swear from time to time. So, Cuervo.
Oh! whoa, wait. Did you hear that, Cuervo, what the big dog just said?
No, I did not.
Did you hear what he just said? Oh, son of a... Oh, he just said that he effing cousin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my. Oh.
I'm going to have to go. I hate listening to these programs, but I'm going to go back and listen. I hate my voice.
I said it low enough. Couldn't hear it.
Oh, you said it low enough?
Yes, sir.
Are you picking on little people of the world now? Brian Avery's not here.
Brian's not in
the
world.
I get the impression that Brian is.
Oh, by the way.
No,
he's not. He's not in the chat room. Do you know what I thought was absolutely funny, Cuervo? The big dog and I picked it up the minute you said it. Mayama. That was beautiful, dude. Thank you.
Yeah. I threw that in there. I didn't know if you guys were going to catch that or not, but I did throw Mayama in there.
Oh, yeah. The big dog jumped right before I did. I think he said like, that was smooth. And I was going to tell Michael about it. That was smooth.
Oh, actually, since we have Cuervo on
the
phone, what is his feeling about the whole John Lester and the rosin on the glove thing? You know, he is a baseball fan.
Yes.
Even though he's a Cub fan, but...
Yeah. We speak the same language.
Yes.
Cuervo, are you familiar with the whole John Lester thing that he actually has rosin in his glove or on his glove?
You know what? This is the first time I'm hearing about it. It must have been game one because he pitched game one, right? They were saying that he had rosin on his glove.
And that's what they're talking about. The fact that he puts rosin on his glove, there's a picture of him. There's a picture of it. He puts
it's
it
on the bill.
Yeah, he puts it. It's in between the webbing and the thumb of his glove. And it's about maybe a quarter inch wide, maybe about an inch and a half to 2 inches long. And it's rosin. But the thing is, the Boston manager and the Cardinals manager both don't have a problem with it. Of course, the Boston manager doesn't. It's his guy. But the Cardinals manager doesn't have a problem with it either, saying that it's done league-wide and in the National and American Leagues, that some guys put it on their glove, some guys put it on their forearm, some guys put it on their pants, but that almost all pitchers have some form of a foreign substance on them, so they can get a better grip on the ball. Now, of course, I posed the question to the scorekeeper. And Harold Bain said, of course, in his day and in his dad's day, which would have been way back in the 40s, 50s, Harold Bain would be about the 80s. His dad would have been, what, the 80s? I mean, Harold Bain was 80s, right?
He was 80s,
90s.
Harold Bain was a fucking
yeah. And he said, in his opinion, that is doctoring the ball. I mean, because it's a foreign substance. But he says, if baseball today has no problem with it, then that's fine with him because he's no longer in the game. I was just saying, what do you think about it?
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, when you think about it, is that really giving a pitcher an advantage? It's not. I don't think it is. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, you have to give the pitcher, well, I mean, the pitcher needs to, you know, do his part as well. I mean, if it helps him get a better grip on the ball, then, I mean, don't you want to avoid accidents happening, like, you know, people getting hit? And because that's always been a big problem, too, is people getting beamed with the damn ball. I said damn. I mean, I don't know. Basically, I'm beating around the bush, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it, bottom line.
Scorekeeper, your retort?
I already had my retort. I threw up twice listening to Cuervo. I actually see the little stars.
Oh, my, after you, when you want to throw up, you see those stars? I'm seeing them right. Oh, my God, I still see them. Holy crap.
That's your medication.
They're not my medication.
Yeah,
the stars that I see in the periphery?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Folks, I still see them.
Okay.
Anyway, Cuervo, right now, baseball has a rosin bag at the bottom of the, you know,
behind the mound,
and it's always been there, and it's because some pitchers do sweat profusely. There's no doubt athletes sweat profusely, But that rosin bag has been there, not forever. It has been there for many, many decades.
20 years?
Years? It's been there.
Yeah.
And players, pitchers, can go to the rosin bag
to dry their
hands. And it's been understood. Everyone has done it that way for a long time. And that is the rule that's in effect right now, that you can do that. You can actually do it while you're walking up the mound even. You're actually on the mound, but you cannot do it when you're towing the rubber.
Just real quick. You're going to love this part. You're going to get the hairs on your arm will raise.
I don't know. I saw stars, dude, when I was throwing up over Cuervo's comment.
Section 8.02
yes. Is
a Major League Baseball.
What made you so sick, though, scorekeeper?
I don't see anything wrong with it. And with pitchers, if they needed to get a better grip on the ball, that's when I said I threw up twice.
So here we go. This is what it says.
8.2.
8.2 says, a pitcher, quote, shall not apply a foreign substance of any kind to the ball, and says the penalty for a violation is ejection and automatic suspension. So the only thing Farrell was surprised about was the color of the rosin. For some reason, it's green on his glove. I've never seen green rosin before. Usually it's brown, white, but never green.
I don't know if it's brown, but it's cream colored. It's white because it's supposed to match the color of the ball. And if it's green, the pitcher is getting an unfair advantage because he is darkening the ball, so it's harder to see. So that's even a double one. You cannot place any foreign substance.
Lime green is actually going to break.
Okay. Not necessarily. And here's the thing. Remember, everyone knew that Jay Howell was using pine tar to get a better grip on the ball, and then Davey Johnson came out at a very important moment and said, under Section 8.2, you cannot place anything in the ball, and Jay Howell got ejected, and the Mets won that game.
It also talked about Detroit Tigers lefty Kenny Rogers using pine tar after television shot showed him with the brown substance in the first inning of the World Series against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He said that substance was later removed. I do remember that. They made him clean out his glove. I do remember that.
Go ahead, Cuervo.
Yeah, and the Tigers still lost, didn't they? So did it really help them out?
Yeah. Now,
but
guys,
no, I mean,
go ahead, Cuervo.
Oh, no, I didn't want to interrupt. My fault. I don't follow the rules like you guys do, so I really don't know. But like I said, I knew very little about this story. So, you know, green rosin, I had no clue. I didn't. So
yeah,
that,
I
that
had no
changed
idea.
A little bit.
I you know, I had
no
idea.
Like, I didn't know
rosin.
That's what the situation was. And you made up a good point, Scorpio. It's like, it's one of those things where you said it made the ball look kind of like a greenish color. Is that what you said?
Well, it can alter the, okay, look, the reason why the ball is white is so it could be seen. That's the reason. And if you put another color on there, it darkens it. And it actually starts to spin, and it might be to the batter's advantage, but the point is it's not something you're used to. It could actually be distracting. That's why when balls have smudges, they get thrown out. When they're scuffed, they get thrown out because it does something to the ball. And if you can put a substance on the ball, which they claim is rosin, I did it. I showed the big dog. I threw a spitball. I know how to do it. It's very easy. And if you can get a little more spin on it, you know, hey, that's great. You would think that if they sweat, it would be better. But, you know, even too much sweat means you can't get a grip on the ball.
Yeah.
What moistening up the ball does, it allows you to get an extra spin on it. It allows you to really snap off that curve.
I saw one time back in the day, I was watching it, and I don't know how and it was funny because Pete Rose was batting. Of course, you know, greatest hitter of all time.
Cheater.
Still the greatest hitter of all time.
He had a...
Even though I hate him.
He has a, what was it? He had a cork bat,
apparently.
Totally safe. But anyways...
video of it.
Well, a video of the bat.
Yeah.
Supposed to be his. That's beside the point. You know, he could turn around and pull a standing shoulder. That was my batting practice bat.
Yeah, but they actually have on-game pictures of when he's using it.
How does that turn the light?
No, it has unique scuff marks on it.
Anyways, the pitch was, it was Gaylord Perry pitching to him. Perry throws the ball, and it was two strikes on him. Perry throws the ball, and it's a curve ball, but the ball actually curves up.
That's just not what's happening.
Rose swings through it where the ball should have been, and the ball ends up about maybe 4 inches above the bat where he swung through. You know, I think that Pete Rose is one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Physics, baby!
It's not gonna miss, you know, by that much. And, you know, after he swung through it, he just kind of looked at the bat, Perry, kind of looked down at the catcher. The catcher got the ball, threw the ball immediately back to Perry, and he's just standing there, like, waiting for the ump to, like, say something.
Yeah.
And the ump didn't do anything, so Pete Rose just kind of, like, looked, kind of smirked, but walked off.
Yeah, he threw him a two-strike spitball. Yeah, Cuervo, you know all about physics, sir, in your job. And
curveballs
don't break up.
Yeah.
They don't break up, baby. They break down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you're right.
Cuervo, the rules are you cannot place any foreign substance on a ball. And there's also another thing that says you can only have your equipment on the field, your uniform and your glove, which is acceptable to baseball. It's also up to the umpire to measure, because each glove has a certain size requirement. A second baseman cannot use
an outfielder,
a first baseman's glove. A catcher's mitt cannot be used in the outfield, because if you think about it, there could be incredible variations. Baseball, when it comes to it, is like football when it comes to uniform stuff. They're very anal about it. They have a dress code. That's why pitchers get pissed when they have all their medallions on.
And the umpires go, tuck that shit in and button up your shirt.
Usually they say tuck it in, and that's fine. But when the batter really wants to screw with the pitcher, I'm sorry, the gold on his medallions is glinting off the light. They got to take it off. And guess what? They got to take it off.
Or when the pitchers have like 2-3 buttons unbuttoned, and their shirt is flapping, which of course
messes
with the looking where the ball's coming
from.
It's
distracting.
Yes.
And that is against the rules. So
I've also seen them where they cut it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if people catch it.
That's why a lot of baseball players hate the Businessman's Day games, because all of it comes in white. And, of course, trying to find a white ball out of a sea of white shirts in the outfield can be very distracting.
And that's why they mutual consent, they change. But no, if I'm at home, I'm wearing my white, baby. I am.
You always want to give your home team the best advantage.
And I even want to give mirrors out to the hometown fans.
Oh, that has been banned a long time ago, but that was done for years and years.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's what you do, you know? It's like
the thing with the laser pointer.
That's unfair to see damage someone's eye. You know, temporary blindness. Come on, give me a break. You'll get over it. You see sunspots for a little while. But when you have speedsters that are coming into your stadium, well, you put a little extra water on the infield grass.
Yeah.
You make it muddy.
You water down the field, yeah.
Yeah, that's been done for decades. And it's fun, and everyone knows it. You tailor your field to your advantage. When you have an older infield, what you do is you have the grass grow a little bit to slow down the ball.
And those little tiny...
It's legal!
Yeah.
It's legal.
But the whole thing about rosin...
It's number one, it's not part of your uniform.
That's why the rosin bag is there in the back.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Lester's excuse, of course, is saying that it messes with his,
his pitching routine?
Yes, his routine.
Screw you, Lester, you million-dollar punk.
And he says because he has to break his routine to bend over to grab a rosin bag.
Oh, yeah? Is that what you tell the roller guys when you're bending them over? Excuse me, I'm going to have my rosin bag under my armpit right here because I need it, and I don't want to go back and go get my rosin bag. Yeah. Son of a... You know, come on.
So, anyways, and evidently there is video of him as he's going into his pitching motion. You see him with his thumb... rub his thumb against the rosin.
That
is
illegal.
And then go to the ball.
Yeah, because that is a foreign substance. You cannot do that. Once you're on, you know, Cuervo, that...
Let's rub the rubber.
Unless it's cold, when you're on the rubber...
You're not allowed to
go to your mouth. Unless it's cold. And by mutual agreement, that's so you can heat up your fingers and you can be warm.
Yeah,
because when it's cold, dude,
yeah, That's the first thing to go. The
actually, the ball becomes dangerous, so you can't control it. You
yeah.
can hit people
yeah.
and hurt people.
Yeah, because your hand's numb.
There are specific rules to that stuff, and this right now is a violation of the rules. So that's why you want my opinion? Yeah, they're violating the rules, and I don't care if everyone does it. Bullshit. Because if you say everyone does it, then steroids is okay. And again, it is against...
Well, we're not going to go there.
Hey, guys, I still can't get over the whole breaks my routine because I have to bend over. I mean, oh, come on, really? Really? Really?
Yep.
We're going to go there?
Yep.
Really? I think that's...
Yeah, dude.
That's ridiculous. Oh, my God. I can't help but laugh, but please continue, guys.
Okay, now, Cuervo, I'm just curious. Which image are you going over? The Lester image or the scorekeeper image? Or both?
Well, I mean, scorekeeper.
The Lester.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just leave it as that.
Okay. You know, as long as we have Cuervo,
he's going to be on for a little while. With
something to say. Well, I know, but I want to make sure I get this one.
Hey, are we going to do the continuation?
Sure, if you want.
With Cash Potato, since he can't talk. Cash Potato.
Well,
he does have it set up.
He does have it set up, guys. Whether he's going to come on or not, I have no idea. But if he doesn't want to, I can go on, jump on there, and we can, you know, finish off what you want to talk
sure.
about, and then. Maybe turn it into an on-campus show if you guys are interested in staying on.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And that'll even give us a few minutes to prep for the campus stuff.
I didn't say that right.
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hell yeah! Oh, okay. We will do an on-campus. Actually, Cuervo, yesterday I wasn't able to. My daughter, for the first time ever, went to Not Scary Farm.
Cool.
And she was going to go.
Oh, good times.
And she had a blast. So I think she'll be posting some pictures on her Facebook page, and she didn't get home till 1:40 in the morning, so I had to call it early. I had to go to just because I didn't want to leave her out there just in case because, you know, the transmission is giving me so many joyful moments here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That explains everything, scorekeeper. That explains everything. Now I know what you were up to.
You posted
a picture, and I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, this is about 2 in the morning in California. What the hell is he doing eating Tommy's chili fries?
You know,
I saw that. Oh my God, I miss Tommy so much. You know, I used to live when I was in LA, guys. My wife and I, we used to live right there on. What was it? It was Rampart and where do we live? Rampart and what?
Rampart and 3rd
and Beverly, right in between Beverly Road or whatever. And
yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, they all claim they're the original, but that is there's a Tommy's right there as well.
Yeah, that's the original right there. That's the Tommy's original. As a matter of fact,
so that actually is the original then.
They've actually gone on to say that the hat's better for chili cheese fries. Oh, whatever, heresy. Anyway, they've gone on to say that the original pot from 75 years is still being used to this day.
And they still haven't cleaned it either.
Yeah, they still haven't cleaned it, and the original chili is still to this day mixed into the original. So, Cuervo, what happened was, I want to give props. For those of you that don't know, things have been a little tight, and she wanted to go to the Knott's Berry Farm. She says, ask your godfather. Ask him for the $30 ticket. And she asked Bernard Osuna, and Mr. Osuna was very gracious. And yes, of course, Mija, come on over. And this was last Saturday, and I gave her the $30, and she bought the ticket. She went. So I gave her $14. I said, Mija, look, I'm sorry. You know, don't buy any stuffed animals, don't buy any, but if you can use it all for food, baby, I don't care, just knock yourself out. Well, she was having such a good time, she didn't buy anything. And I said, oh my God, are you hungry? She goes, yeah, a little bit. She says, well, let's go, and then it hit. Maggie says, well, why don't we go get something to eat? And she said, how about Tommy's chili cheese fries? And we're like, yes. We went to the one right there on Seville, and Florence. It's about 10 minutes away from our house right here.
I was thinking with you.
Yeah, so Cuervo, yeah. What was happening at 2 in the morning, right, pal?
Right, I'm like, maybe the scorekeeper, you know, had himself an interesting night. He had a party, I don't know, and he just got real hungry. I don't know what happened, but to have chili cheese fries at 2 in the morning, this is the first I've heard of him being up past probably midnight or 1 o'clock.
Oh, you give me too much credit. I'm usually out by 9, but yes, Cuervo.
Oh, my wife has a comment for you guys. So she says the best place to get food is it's in Echo Park, in her neck of the woods where she used to run the neighborhood. It's a place called Patra's. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that before.
What is it again? Patra's?
Patra's, yeah, it's on Sunset, but it's right off of Echo Park Drive. If you're going on the 101?
We know where it is. Hey,
know where that's at.
Yeah, now, by the way, we both do. Just for what it's worth, she may recognize the doctor's office right there, Arbiter, Cowan, and Beller on Sunset Boulevard and Alvarado. That was my family doctor from 1991 to about 2001, right there. I used to go there for my family doctor appointments, right there on Sunset and Alvarado.
Do you know that doctor office?
Probably.
Yeah, she says she kind of remembers. I mean, it's been a while since we've, been to
LA. Oh, my goodness. Folks,
it's like right down the street.
We may have, ladies and gentlemen, hark, we may have heard the world premiere of Mrs. Cuervo. We heard her in the background.
Yes.
Wow, this is a world premiere moment, folks.
Hold on, guys. Say hello, Mrs. Cuervo.
Hello.
Good morning, Mrs. Cuervo. How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm good. I'm sick, but I'm good. Can't wait to leave Illinois.
Uh-oh. What's the weather like right now, Mrs. Cuervo?
Right now it's between like 40s. It's in the 40s right now, and at nighttime it's like 30s. So it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's cold, but it hasn't hit yet. Mr. Cuervo always, well, it doesn't always, but he brings you into the conversation from time to time. And he's told us that you're native to L.A., so I've got to ask.
Correct.
Do they put a freeze warning when it gets into the 50s like they did here in L.A.? Remember that? Put your plants inside.
Oh,
going
yeah.
Down a-
That is such a joke.
You don't understand.
That is true. If it's like 50 degrees, people in L.A. are like, freezing their tissues off, and it's like they need to come to Illinois and really know what it's like. 50 degrees is wonderful in Illinois. I've been here for how long? 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
2 years, and 50 degrees I can do with a very light sweater, and people from California, or especially LA, they're like, oh my God, it's so cold, it's freezing, and it's just like, wow. You come to realize how spoiled we are with the weather in California. So.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I appreciate that commentary, but remember, like I said, remember when they would put the freeze notices? Bring your little plants indoors because they may die.
I mean, we don't have the four seasons like they do here, but... Yeah, I mean, I've had my mother come twice already to Illinois, and she will not set foot in Illinois around this time because it's too cold. So.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's 50. Last time I called her, she was like, it's too cold now. I was like, well, what's the temperature of it? She's like, oh, it's 55. I'm like, wow. I wish it was 55 right now.
Yeah, I know. We actually do have it very well over here. I've been in cold weather, but nothing beats Southern California.
here's hoping that maybe you guys will be able to get back soon. But, Mrs. Cuervo, I know you're not feeling well, and I talk about taking one for the team. Want to ask, what are your favorite sports teams right now? Because, you know, if you are anti-Cuervo, we are going to rub it in his face forever. Please tell us your sports.
Okay. I personally don't watch sports, but I do know stuff because of what he tells me. I go for the Dodgers because, I mean, I lived in Echo Park, and
yeah,
the Dodger Stadium is like a 5-minute drive from my house. So, I actually, because of him, I was introduced to sports. I went to my first Dodger game with him,
cool,
and it was the Dodgers against the Cubs, and I always tell him to his face that the Cubs suck. And believe it or not, the last time we went to a game, I saw a T-shirt that would go perfect for that team, and the T-shirt stated, "What did God say to the Cubs?" And it says, "Don't do nothing till I get back." And I told him, I started laughing, and I told him, "That is a T-shirt that I'm going to get you."
That is awesome. We haven't seen that one. We're native, and we go to the games regularly. That is absolutely hilarious. You've got to get in that T-shirt.
Yeah, it was here outside the Wrigley Field Stadium. They were selling that shirt, and I told him, "I'm going to get you that shirt." And he was like, "No, no, no." He's like, "That's not true." And I'm like, "Yes, it is." I was like, "They are not going to do anything until God gets back." And I was like, "And that's going to be a long time from now." So when the Bears play, I was like, "Oh, the Bears are going to lose." I was like, "Because they suck." And he gets, you know, like he tries to pretend like, "Oh, I'm pissed. Don't talk to me, blah, blah, blah." And I always try to go for the opposite team, or sometimes I'll mess around and I'll be like, "Oh, go Packers, blah, blah, blah," you know, and obviously he doesn't like that. And he'll be like, "Oh, get out of my house." But that's pretty much it. I personally, like, you know, I am disappointed that the Dodgers did not make it to the World Series. I mean, they were doing so good, but of course they blew it at the end. But I hope they do make it next year. And, you know, we can do a comeback next year and be able to do it. As far as football, I personally don't really watch anybody. But being from California, I mean, I would probably say the Chargers. Other than that, I mean, the Raiders suck, so I would not go for them. I'm sorry. But I don't know if one of you guys is a Raiders fan, but I wouldn't go for the Raiders. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
They have
that's
nice colors, though. Black and gray is nice.
Yeah, they do have
but
nice colors.
But it's not
colors,
enough to get you to win.
Yeah, you just win, baby, and they're not doing any of that. That is cool. I'm glad that we have the world premiere of Mrs. Cuervo right here on Sports Talk with the Guys. And knowing that you know a little bit about sports, and who knows, maybe if we can get the program in Vegas to go, when you are there with Cuervo, maybe we can have you on air with us as well, because I know that Bri is probably going to take his wife with him, and I'm probably going to have mine too. So that'd be funny to have.
Oh, that would
on
be
air.
Nice.
That
it's
that would
been
be
a while
cool.
since we went to Vegas, so I know it's been a while since we went to a Vegas, and the last time was a really bad experience. Mario gambled my car payment. That was bad.
Oh my god.
He gambled Cuervo, my car payment.
Cuervo, when you were on crutches, you gambled the car payment?
I have no recollection of this, guys. I was drugged up at the time. My ankle was killing me, so I have no idea what she's talking about.
Oh my god.
Please the fish. I like
that. That is hilarious, guys. And by the way, Mr. Cuervo, also, we were also, even though you didn't hear us, or maybe Cuervo did embarrass us, but it was your birthday, I believe it was last week. It may have been on Saturday, so it was an honorary happy birthday, and now after that, we want to wish you another happy birthday. Cuervo, it was her birthday, right?
Yeah, last Sunday it was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's belated, but it really is nice having you on the phone with us, or I should say on air. Anytime you want to join us, especially to dish the stories on Cuervo. We have no dirt on Cuervo, but guess what? We do now.
Oh, I have tons of dirt on him.
Mrs. Cuervo.
It's like rosin on the glove.
No. When you guys go to Vegas, Mrs. Cuervo.
Champagne brunch or something.
Champagne brunch. We don't care. You have a meal on us. Oh, my God.
Sounds good.
We have no dirt on America's hero. We do now. Even Count Potato. Even Count Potato's like, oh, got something on Cuervo now. My God, he gambled away the car.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Gambling my car payment? Come on, man. Come on.
Wow, that's good stuff. All right, well, I know we're going to be...
He was probably playing blackjack. Probably had like 15. Thought he could swing the six. It just didn't happen.
Oh, wow, Cuervo. I know you have... Yeah.
Well, I had double nines, wanted to double down.
You know, being in the service, he did have that lying down. No, Senator, I have no recollection of any such thing.
Hey, I got these phrases memorized, guys. You're going to have to stay a step ahead.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's good. Well, Mr.
And,
Cuervo,
and you know, if you keep pressing him about this, you know, then all of a sudden it's just name, rank, and serial number. Right?
Yeah, I was just following orders, sir. That's all I was doing. I have no recollection of such things, Senator. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time. This is the world premiere of Mrs. Cuervo on with us. It makes great tea, Miss Obvious. I know you're not feeling well. You let us know. Hopefully you'll get well soon. Cuervo, you know what to do, dude. You've got to get them warm soups, buddy. Chicken noodles, very popular out here on the West Coast. Or actually, no. Is it? What would it be? Would it be homemade chicken soup? Albondigas? What would it be, big dog, for us over here? When you're sick.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
chicken noodles is a big deal for us.
You know, homemade chicken soup.
Like caldo de pollo.
Homemade chicken soup, Cuervo. You got to make the homemade
caldo
chicken
soup. Caldo de pollo is what you're talking about.
And albondigas, dude, with a little bit of tapatio and a little bit of lemon. Or you can even go to the market and go get a pozole.
Oh, yeah. That's always a favorite, scorekeeper, especially in this house. Ever since I've been married to Mrs. Cuervo, I've been introduced to a lot of Mexican dishes. And it's not just about tacos and burritos, people. There's so much more to Mexican food than that.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, that's cool. Dude, I'm sorry, Cuervo, but I got dirt now, and I'm not going to let it go.
That's okay. That's all right. You guys got something on me now. That's all good.
Dude, you've been Captain America from the first day we've known you. Blameless, faultless.
No, that's coming from you now.
Oh.
With Cuervo, it's pretty good because it's not.
Don't ask, don't tell.
No, it's don't get mad, get even. So that's on you. So you want to keep making fun of him? You keep making fun of him.
Okay, fair enough.
Big Dog's not so innocent himself. He said some things.
Big Dog's not so innocent himself.
Oh, I never claimed to be though.
Oh, my God. We are having a good time this Saturday morning. Cuervo, I just want to remind you, if you want to set up, well, actually the episode is set up, but maybe in about 5 or 6 minutes you want to head on over, and we're going to be moving over to the Couch Potato. The Big Dog has actually, Cuervo, before we go anywhere, the Big Dog wants to continue the conversation. Again, Mrs. Cuervo, jump in anytime. We're happy to have you on, but we do hope you rest up and you get well soon. We love to have you on the program anytime.
Thank you.
And by the way, Cuervo does mention you from time to time. He does mention, like he did mention
always,
the birthday.
Always good.
And it really is always good. And That's why I'm not kidding when I say it is a thrill to listen to you on air right now, because he's always has a glowing face for you. It really is. It's really fun. So now getting to know the second half for a brief miss of moments, it's really cool.
He's not making it up. He's actually married.
That's good. Now, the big dog corrected me because I said the second half. I was thinking football. The big dog said the better half. So, big dog's already scoring points.
I blew it already. He's right about that.
Yeah, there you go.
No, actually, wait, I wanted real quick, and then we can continue on
yes.
Sunny's show. Last week, you guys, no offense, you guys gave me shit about the fact that Major League Baseball paid, you know, X amount of money for documents against Mr. A-Roid.
Yes.
Well, now this week, I want to turn the tables on you guys because A-Roid's lawyers have admitted to paying $300,000 for documents, the same documents Major League Baseball had. Now, you guys said, oh, well, this puts a bad line on Major League Baseball because they had to pay for the documents. Well, now, so did A-Roid. A-Roid paid the exact same amount of money for documents.
No, he paid a lot more.
Okay, well, then even worse, he paid more. So what do you guys have to say to that?
I agree. It's bad for A-Roid. I said, no, okay.
You said it put Major League Baseball in a bad light because they had to pay for the information.
And it puts in a bad light when you go to court and a jury is listening to that. And they say, oh, you didn't, you know, you pay for this. There's some stuff that won't help them. But if it turns out that A-Roid did the same thing, of course.
And it is because his lawyer has confirmed. His own lawyer said, yeah, A-Roid paid about $300,000 in total for all the documents.
Spend
it all. It was $150,000 to one guy. And anyways, what do you have to say, Cuervo?
Come on, Cuervo.
A-Roid. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm just trying to keep my wife from telling any more dirt on me. I'm pushing her away. So. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. No, anyway, no, I mean, you know, it, since day one, Alex Rodriguez has been saying, I'm gonna be there for every hearing. I'm going to be, you know, a part of this, the whole thing through the end of it. And, I mean, as far as that goes, he's sticking to his word. I mean, but I need to read more on it, guys. During the week, it's really hard for me to read up on stories and things that are going on. Just like the John Lester thing, I had no clue what was going on. And, you know, I apologize to the scorekeeper for making him throw up twice because I had no idea the rosin was like a greenish color. So I had no idea. But all I know about the whole A-Rod thing is, hey, he's shown up to court like he said he would, and that's all I really know. I mean, he's doing his part by showing up and giving his side of the story and things like that. So I really don't know. I really don't know what's going on exactly. What are some more details that you guys can tell me about it?
Well, they pretty much nothing's really going to be happening until after the World Series is over. They really don't want to say much about it. This just came out during the week. I guess because it was going to come out on Major League Baseball was going to break the news, so the lawyer did a little preemptive strike and decided to break the news himself, saying yes, A-Roid did pay over $300,000 for documents. So that and his defense is what he said was he wanted to have the exact same documents that Major League Baseball has, so now there would be no surprises.
I think he has a lot more. But
the thing is, it's like, well, you know what you did or didn't do, so there shouldn't be any surprises if you are as innocent as you say you are, which we all know he's not. So, but, of course, he's trying to get this in the court of law, you know, to get people claimed innocent. You just have to win your case whether you're guilty or not. And the best lawyer is going to come out on top on this one, but nothing really is going to be done until after the World Series, correct? Scorekeeper, that's usually... I was surprised about the amount of news that actually came out during this week because of the World Series. I know usually they try and keep a moratorium of business.
Yeah, baseball has a rule because George Steinbrenner of the Yankees was very famous for, especially when they didn't go to the World Series, for making announcements, and there is a moratorium. Now, to answer your question, both sides have adjourned until November
yes.
for now. because the World Series is going on. I think I even told you that. There was going to be no activity during the
That's all surprised when it came out.
Well, you know, A-Rod's attorney is saying baseball is leaking, and then baseball is saying, no. You guys have been leaking, and you guys have been leaking. You've been hemorrhaging for weeks now. So, you know, their attorney says, cut it out, dude. Cut it out. So.
A-Rod's doing everything he can to try and save his career. I mean, he doesn't want to lose that $100 million.
Hey, folks, Matt Alvarez is in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Party lover 29, what's up?
And you say that I'm the jerk.
Well, I've never called you a jerk.
He always said that I'm the one responsible for the Barney.
Well, you are responsible for it.
I am not responsible for anything.
I accentuate it because you are responsible for it.
Cuervo is the only one that has not played the Barney song
for
Matt.
Because Cuervo is a straight shooter. He doesn't necessarily.
He's a straight shooter.
Yes, he is.
We need to ask Mrs. Cuervo whether he's a straight shooter or not. Because apparently he is not a very good shooter when it comes to craft. Because he gambled away his car payment.
Well, you play craft. I play blackjack. So who knows? Maybe he was playing poker and he thought he had.
I'm seeing stars again.
Maybe he thought he had the inside straight and, you know, someone flopped the whole house, so, you know.
Matt told you to shut up.
What's up, Matt?
He told you to shut up.
Man, I'll tell him to shut up.
Yeah, all right. Cuervo, are you going over to your program right now to log in?
Yeah, I am, guys. Just give me 1 minute. I don't know how to do the simulcast, so I'm just going to have to just jump on and have you guys brought
actually,
in on the other side?
Yeah, we're going to finish a minute early. We're down to about 3 minutes. So why don't you go ahead and do that now, Cuervo. Go ahead and log in and do that stuff. And then we're going to call in with just a few seconds and you can bring us on. We'll be using my cell phone number, which I know you know my number. I can't believe 2-3 years ago, Cuervo sent me a message. And I think it was on Father's Day. And I had the audacity to say, thank you. Who's this? Cuervo never answered. Yeah, I think he was pretty pissed, and I apologize for that, Cuervo. It's been bugging me ever since then. I'm sorry. He sends me a happy Father's Day, and I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? So we're down to 90 seconds, folks. Cuervo's going to be running on over there. We're going to be ending in a few seconds. We've been having a great time. I know we're going to continue on the Couch Potato Sports program. It's a lot of fun, folks. Heard Mrs. Cuervo this morning. Even heard the sprightly Couch Potato. Very well.
BL29, jump over to Couch Potato Show.
BL29, is that what you're calling him?
Yeah, let's see if he can figure it out.
I think he might be 30 now, so we'll see. But we have that one as well. Folks, we're out of here. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money One Quarterbacks on Saturday. We're moving over
link,
to the Couch Potato Show. I'm sorry, who
please.
Said link?
BL29.
Could you put it in there?
Let me put it in there.
Okay, I'll put it in. All right, folks, we're up, we're out, and we're gone. We're going over to the Couch Potato Show right now.